Welcome to the Married to Bravo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jolene Lanza Hernandez.
I'm Chel Hernandez.
And we host this podcast about Bravo television. If you guys have never listened before, Chel and I are married to each other. We're comedians. We live in Los Angeles, California. I love Bravo and Chel.
Hates it.
But unfortunately for Chel, when he married me, he also married Bravo. So Chel watches these episodes with me.
This is not the threesome I ever wanted.
It isn't?
No.
It seems pretty hot to me.
No, I don't know why it's on when we get busy, but
I like it.
Got it.
So we watch episodes of different Housewives franchises and we recap it. And we just got done watching Jersey. But first,
if you haven't already, please rate, review us on iTunes. We would really appreciate it. Also, if you haven't already, please follow us on social media. That's Married 2 Bravo, Married number 2 Bravo on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yeah. So, you guys, we're also going to be gone next week. We will be traveling for Thanksgiving in Ecuador. So, we're going to be a little behind on episodes, but we wanted to get these out for you.
Yeah, but if there are any Bravo fans in Ecuador, please tweet us. We'll be in Quito.
Yeah, we're going to be in Quito. It'll be fun. That would be interesting. I wonder if we have anyone in Quito who listens.
I don't know, but there's people in Japan who won't rate or review us, Japan.
Chell's very upset. Please get on the rating and review.
What's going on, Japan?
Who knows? And producer Tilly's in the house sitting on Chell's lap.
Who will not be
petted.
Going to Ecuador.
She's not. She has someone watching her.
Yes.
My friend Allison. She's very lucky.
Who apparently is going to have a party while we're gone.
Yep, she's going to have a lady party. Woo woo.
Not happy.
Chell, you do not care.
I care.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I totally care. This is me caring.
Yeah, you're smiling right now. So we just got done watching The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Which episode did we watch, Chell?
We watched Season 8, Episode 7, New Jersey.
What's it called?
I was going to get there, Ooh. But I knew you wanted to ask.
All right, I get excited.
A Retreat to Remember.
It was a retreat to remember. It was a retreat treat. I thought this episode was a treat.
That was good. You should open with that sometime.
I just did.
Okay, good.
It didn't land. No, okay.
I thought it did.
Thank you.
No problem. All right, so we start out and we see Marge shopping with her hubs.
Margaret shopping. They're so cute.
And we learn about faux bois.
Yeah, the difference between faux bois and faux bois. What?
Faux bois.
I didn't learn the difference, obviously.
One is fake wood paneling.
Yes, which I didn't know. I'm the same as average Joe on this one.
Me too. And the other one is wood.
What?
No, the other one is goose liver.
Yeah,
sorry.
I was like, is it goose liver?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Faux bois is when a duck is force fed until its liver is delicious.
Oh my, no, that is not true.
That is very true.
People eat that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's delicious.
Try not to go out peed on you, but I don't like that.
I haven't had any.
We're not eating that.
I would love to try some sometime.
Force fed?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, you won't have any. I won't tell you if I have
any.
Yeah,
you better never tell me. I would never kiss you again. That's so gross.
That's okay. I just am interested in what that's like.
Okay. Good for you. Moving on.
Coming for the girl who won't eat menudo.
I just don't like it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So Marge tells her husband, how's it going? In terms of that she had a meeting with Dolores.
Yes. And that they became sort of friends and that she broke down about not talking to her kids.
Which she says that they don't talk to her because she cheated on her ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
But her ex-husband is cool.
Yeah, he's cool with it. But you know what? Everyone processes things on their own. And there's consequences to your actions. I hope that they all make up one day. But you can't blame the kids. I mean, that's a tough one. I don't know. I've never been in that situation.
But she felt like their mom. So now she feels like a piece of her life is gone.
Yes. It's a very sad situation. That's why you hope they'll make up one day.
But way to go, average Joe. Getting it with a rich girl.
Yeah. You're going to give him credit every episode?
Yeah.
Getting it with a rich girl.
Way to go, man. getting up all in there with your contractor job.
Well, calm down, Chell. You got with a poor girl, so you're good.
High middle class. Way to go, average Joe. Getting in the rich zone.
Yeah. Getting them callous hands into some money.
Getting them pits and pusses.
Oh, yeah, because last episode, it last episode that she said? She's her pits and her puss, she needed to wash, it stunk.
So what do you think? Is she honestly sad or is it fake sad?
She's honestly sad. Yeah. I think so. I think Margaret is pretty genuine so far, so.
Cool. So then we go to Teresa and Dolores having a little breakfast.
I like how you're introducing this, Teresa and Dolores. Yes, and what I thought, every time you'll see these housewives meet, almost every time, they order calamari. I love it. I feel like I belong in Jersey. I love calamari.
You would go to Jersey.
Is calamari force-fed till it's delicious?
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually, if you really want to know.
Don't tell me what it really is.
It's like if your fingertips were cut off and then served for someone to eat.
You're making this up.
No, I'm being honest.
It's their, those are tentacles.
Yeah. What do you think's cut off from their tentacles?
Oh, okay, moveon.org. Okay. I can't deal right
so
now.
So we're going to eat some foie gras and some calamari. And we'll get to it.
It sucks when you see behind the curtain. That's why I can't eat McDonald's anymore.
Isn't that why you want to scare your little niece from eating McDonald's? Because you want to show her all the videos?
I kind of do.
You're so bad.
I can't, but part of me is like, it's poison.
You're so bad. As the parents out there listening, if an aunt came by and did that and scared their children from McDonald's, that would be the worst aunt ever.
I will give her something better, like In-N-Out. Hey, fresh ingredients. That's better than McDick's.
There's nothing like that in Minnesota.
Well, I'll find some. Culver's. We'll check. I don't know. I haven't Googled Culver's. They could be horrible, too. Let's move on. I'm depressing myself and probably the listeners.
So Teresa and Dolores are talking, and Dolores is like, I owe her a sit down, and Teresa's checking in with Dolores.
Yeah, I like that Teresa's acknowledging that, yeah, let's believe Dolores over Danielle. Let's just do that for now.
You want to do that.
Yes. Always give your friend of 20 years the benefit of the doubt the first time around. Now, if she stabbed you in the back a lot or she has a history of doing this, maybe don't believe her. But it seems like Dolores has been pretty loyal to Teresa, and so Teresa needs to believe Dolores. What do you think?
What do I think? I don't know. I think that Teresa believes Danielle because Danielle's on the side of, we did a special thing together when we said goodbye to my mom. And Dolores is all about, you know, backing up Siggy. So maybe Teresa feels like,
maybe she's a little jelly.
Yeah, a little jelly.
Yeah.
But also that Siggy is her main, and it's like, well, I'm not going to be like that around you.
Oh, so maybe Teresa's like, I'm not going to stand to be your side chick.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't start,
I need to be your number
one. Separating from Siggy, yeah, I'm going to believe Danielle.
Yeah.
Now, we could find out later in the episode Danielle's telling the truth. But as of now, if I was Teresa, and I've had friends as long as Teresa's had Dolores as a friend, I would believe them over someone who's come in and out of my life and said horrible things about me
but
in the media previously.
But your friendship has changed with those people.
Well, if it's just a Siggy change, what we've seen, that's not serious enough not to believe her. It's just
Got
not.
It.
If you're jealous, yeah, I mean, you might be a little jaded, but deep down you know your friend.
Well, it was good for them to check in and chat with each other because I do think they owe that to each other for being friends for so long.
I don't want them not to be friends. I like the fact that they've been friends for a long time.
Well, not to skip ahead, but the middle of the whole season trailer saw them screaming at each other.
They're like, this season on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And then they play their mid-season trailer and she's like, when is it enough, Teresa? When is it enough? Because Teresa's like, you didn't stick up for me. So I think that might be a Kim D situation, possibly.
So then we go to Dolores goes to Siggy's house, and Siggy's having a bad day, and she's eating a big ice cream sundae.
That ice cream sundae looked so good. And who can't relate to that? It's like we have a little Shannon Medore situation going on here. And she's sad, and so she's eating, and her hormones are off balance, and she's just struggling. But Dolores was a good friend about it, I thought, because she's like, take a couple bites, then why are we doing this? Let's not do it. You'll be mad at yourself later. And Siggy was like, no, I'm not going to be mad at myself. I don't care. Her pants don't fit. I like this part of Siggy because I get it. My pants don't fit. I like ice cream sundaes when I'm sad and when I'm happy. So, yeah.
We haven't had ice cream sundae ingredients here in the house.
No, we haven't for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Because we're on a health kick.
Yeah, but I'm also saying that even before then, we didn't have ice cream sundae in here.
We did have whipped cream, and I was just eating it straight from the whipped cream container.
Oh, my God. That was for my pumpkin pie.
Yeah, well, I would put it in my mouth when you weren't home and
That's
squeeze it
gross,
in my mouth.
That's gross, Joe.
Ah, not as gross as foie gras.
So weird. I forgrass.
Do you know
what foie gras is?
Do you foie gras me?
No.
Forgive me?
No, I don't forgive you. Ha, 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 ha.
Joe, that was the fakest laugh. I love it.
So then we go back to after Siggy checks in and tells Dolores about the overnight retreat that they're going to have. Dolores is like, you should call and invite Marge.
Yeah, she's like, invite Margaret. And Siggy, I don't think she really wants to, but she does. She calls her and she's very nice. It's got to be these hormones because she is so up and down and back and forth.
So you're going to blame the hormones?
Yeah, I'm going to blame the hormones.
No accountability for Siggy.
Everyone gets a little accountability. But I think the major fluctuations in mood are probably hormonal.
They're hormonal.
Hormonal.
Mm-hmm. Hormonal.
Yes, I think so. I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's all Siggy. And hormones are just a side effect of what? Or I think hormones are a scapegoat.
A scapegoat?
Yeah, like she's using them as a reason why she's acting so crazy.
Well, I don't think she'd get pellets in her ass if she didn't need it.
I think that's just a fake story.
It's fake news. We will agree to disagree.
Okay, got it.
We'll find out as the season goes on.
So the pellets won't go away? Is that how we're going to find out or how are we going to find out?
Honestly, I don't really know how the pellets work, but we'll still find
out. See?
We go find out, child. We go find out.
I could come in here tomorrow and be like, yeah, I'm getting squares stuck in my butt for hormones. And you'd be like, oh, they do that? And I'd be like, yeah. And then you would believe me.
But we saw Siggy get her pellets in her butt.
Yes, but this is Bravo. Those could be fake. Those could be fake doctors.
Well, fake news.
Don't we forget the New York therapist with the little leather band?
Oh, from Hustlers in New York. Yeah, he was a fake therapist.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll just see, Chell. We go find out, Chell.
How are we going to find that though? Because you say we keep going to see. I don't know how what's going to happen.
Well, we'll see if her personality changes. So she has these pellets. They're supposed to help, and we'll see if the hormone therapy helps her.
So Marge agrees to go.
To the retreat.
Yes.
Siggy's retreat, yes.
Good idea, bad idea?
Good idea. Always a good idea. You need camera time, girl. It's your first season. You got to keep up with the New York or the Jersey Housewives.
She's getting a lot of camera time.
Yes, because she's so far a good housewife. I don't understand anyone who would think she isn't.
Yeah.
So far, she's brought some good heat. And this episode, I laughed really hard.
When did you laugh?
At the end? Oh, coming up.
Coming up. You'll find out when Jolene
laughed.
You're going to
find out when I laughed.
Yeah. Don't scrub ahead on your iPod just yet.
You know what the great thing is with podcasts is if you want it to go by faster, you can put 1.5 times or times 2. And if you put us in half times, it's hilarious.
Why is that, Joe?
Have you ever slowed us down with speed?
No.
Oh, it's anybody speaking in half speed, it's hilarious.
Why is that, Joe?
Because we sound like this.
I hope that
that's funny.
I hope people can see your face one day when you do that.
It does. It
you were
crazy.
Also laughing because people sound drunk when they're half speed.
Yes. Half speed's the best.
Yeah.
And then when you're in a hurry, 1.5 is good to get through the podcast.
Yeah.
Not ours necessarily. Maybe you love our tone and you love our speed. I don't know. But if you don't, speed us up or slow us down.
So then we go see Danielle and Marge check in over some lunch.
Danielle Staub.
Yeah.
And Marge.
No, sorry, not Danielle. Teresa's injected sister.
Injected sister. I was like, Danielle Staub, they went to lunch?
Sorry.
Oh, you're talking about Melissa and Margaret.
Yeah, Melissa.
I really think this scene just showed me that. I think Melissa and Margaret have a fun little friendship.
Yeah.
It seems like it's fun. I mean, there's definitely an age gap. And I don't think they'd be friends. They don't look like they'd be friends, but they're fun friends.
But they have a common enemy, and that's Siggy.
Yeah, they do, because now Siggy has come for both of them in a very strange way about this damn cake.
Yeah.
And they have a good sense of humor about it. They're both in retail. They have their own businesses. I mean, it works.
Marge was all like, I'll invite you to people or introduce you to people so that you can get your thing going.
Which was really nice. And I guess we'll see, again, as the season goes on, if she's genuine, if she's one of those people who just says, oh, I'll help you, and then never helps Melissa, or maybe she will help her.
Are those that type of people out there?
Yeah, so many. Chill, we live in LA. They're full of those people.
I guess I'm setting you up for a story that you could tell us.
Oh, I don't have anything offhand I could tell you. But I can see how a housewife might come in and talk a big game, how she's going to help, and then never do anything to get on Melissa's good side. But if she doesn't, oh, that will be remembered by these women.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure.
They're all about loyalty, and they remember.
Loyalty, 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 loyalty.
Yeah, they always remember.
Mm-hmm.
So Marge says that she might confront Siggy about this whole thing. Like, maybe it's like a setup.
Oh, at the retreat.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about it.
Got it. That's good feedback, Joe. Thanks for the words.
I think Margaret does have to be careful, though, because if she truly wants to make up with Siggy, she's going to have to stop talking behind her back about it. Right now, I get it because it just happened. And Siggy hasn't apologized. And it's weird. And she's like, how do I process this woman who's, you know, doing that? What'd you call it? The dance, the crab dance, the crab walk, crab walking behind her back and sticking her tongue out and being like, I'm not over it. I mean, she doesn't know how to process it. She's trying to talk it out. But eventually, she's going to have to call it a day on that.
So things are going to have to change.
Because I bet if Siggy was at home and saw this scene, she'd be so pissed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, going back just a little bit, something that I really respected Dolores for was after Marge was invited, she found out Danielle was going to be invited. And Dolores was like, well, I guess if Siggy has to deal with Marge, I'll deal with Danielle.
I totally agree with you, Chell. I think these past couple episodes, Dolores is winning me back. I knew there was a reason I liked Dolores. She's a boss lady. She's rad. She's loyal. She's honest. I like her. You know, her head has been up, you know, Siggy's ass, but she's able to see her fault. She's able to give people another chance. Honestly, if Danielle told one of my best friends that I talked shit and I didn't, I don't know if I could be as mature as Dolores is about it.
Got it.
But this episode, there was lots of great Dolores moments.
So then now everybody gets ready to go on the trip, on the weekend retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we check in with Mike and Siggy.
Oh, Michael Campanella.
And Mike's like, I don't know if I want you to leave. I like it when you're home.
Michael, seriously.
He loves his wife.
Get over it.
What?
Yes, you love having your wife home, but quit holding her back. I feel like he's trying to hold her back.
I don't think he's holding her back. He just wants to be home with her.
He won't shut up. Well, then is he home from work or does he just want her to wait there?
He works from home.
No, he doesn't. Why does he wear that suit if he works from home? That's the nicest dress work from home guy I've ever seen.
That's his poop suit. When you go poop and you want to feel really good, you put on your suit.
Is that a thing? Or did you just make that up right now?
It's right now.
Oh my gosh, Chell. You are in a giddy, giddy move.
What's wrong with a poop suit?
I've just never heard it before.
Yeah. You dress to the nines and you go poop.
We got it.
Business is done.
Business in the front and the back. Got it.
I want to go take care of business. Right. That's what you say after you put your poop suit on.
Oh my gosh. Awesome.
What?
Nothing. It is awesome.
So you think he's trying to hold her back? Like, don't succeed.
Yeah, I do.
What does he fear then?
I don't know. Maybe he fears her ultimate independence. Maybe he just, that's a part of his control. We don't know. I don't know enough about Michael Campanella yet, but I do know enough to know it's weird. The fact that he brings this up so much. She doesn't even work that much.
But she works.
She works. But maybe he's considering the show work. So I don't
would
know.
Agree with that.
Yeah.
The show is work. I mean, you have to go do all these reunions. You have to go on all these girls'
the
trips.
Filming can be long.
Yep. You have to go do diaries.
Yeah, well, get over it.
Get over it?
I don't really have a lot of sympathy for Michael Campanella right now.
Why?
Feel like he's just...
Did he cheat?
No. I'm sure he's a fine husband. It's just this...
So he's loyal.
I don't like this controlling thing. Mm. I really don't. This makes Siggy so happy. Like, so happy. Let her do it.
What if it was drugs? Let her do it?
Let her do it.
Wow.
Let her do it.
Your excitement is... You need to calm it down. And
you're being controlling.
I can't let you...
You're being a Michael Campanella. Whenever I think you're being a boss man Randy Savage to me, I'm going to call you a Michael Campanella.
A what?
Boss man Randy Savage.
What's a boss man Randy
Savage? I use it all the time. It means you're being bossy.
So everyone's leaving. Even Dolores has her ex-husband mopping around the house. So he was like, I'm an alpha and I'm holding this mop.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, I can't take you seriously.
That's a real alpha. An alpha cleans around the house.
Right? I agree too. I think a real boss man is someone who likes to keep it clean. And this guy, Frank, if he wasn't a cheater, he'd be a pretty good husband with all the cleaning he's doing.
But he cheated a long time ago.
Yeah, but once a cheater and then left. Come on. No.
No?
I mean, I hate to say once a cheater, always a cheater, because there's people who cheat and make a mistake and everyone moves on and that's their business.
I've seen you cheat at Bananagrams.
Well, that's...
Different?
This is different.
Okay.
Because there's certain times when I just needed a win. I needed a W and... I just needed it.
Maybe he needed a W.
Well, he didn't need a vagina W. He needs a life W.
He did need to take care of his kids.
I didn't have any kids when I cheated on the game Bananagram.
But if you cheated at your kids, I'd be mad at you.
Yeah, if I was playing my kids in the game, I wouldn't cheat.
What about your niece? Would you cheat around your niece?
I mean, she's 3 and a half. She's not going to know. And if she can beat me at Bananagrams, I better go back to school.
Loser has to watch McDonald's.
You call her
videos.
Loser?
Loser has to watch McDonald's.
Loser? Her name is Lucy.
Yeah, no, but loser who loses the game.
Oh, I thought you called Lucy. I was like, oh my gosh. I can't believe you're saying this. All
no.
Right. Sorry.
Why would I call her a loser?
I don't know.
You're ridiculous. So everyone's getting ready to go. And even Marge talks to her workers and they're like, watch your backs.
Her workers.
Well, what do you call them?
Her staff?
Her workers.
Okay.
Yeah, she's Queen Bee.
Yeah. It just sounded silly and fun.
Oh. Got it.
Her workers.
I thought I was in a silly and fun mood.
You are.
Yeah, the poop suit.
Yeah, the poop suit and the workers.
I'm taking care of business.
In the front and in the back, didn't you like mine? No, okay.
So then everyone's getting on the van and even, what? What's so funny?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought I said something. Everyone's getting on the van and Melissa goes to Teresa's house, and Teresa's trying to bring down the luggage from up top, and she can't because she has high heels, and she's really trying. When the van arrives, though, Melissa runs into the vehicle, and Teresa's left to carry the luggage.
Oh, it's so classic Teresa and Melissa, and it is classic, like, big sister, little sister, but Melissa's a total princess. She always has been about this stuff.
Really?
Yes. Teresa... As there's a way better chance Teresa's going to carry her own stuff than Melissa's going to. She's a princess. Joe's treat her like a princess. I believe she's the youngest in her family of sisters. So she's just used to someone taking care of it. And Teresa did. And she's like, really, bitch? You're going to leave your suitcase out here? It's like, yeah, Teresa, you're buff as hell. You could pick up all the suitcases over your head and just block the rain and carry them. You're amazing.
Really, bitch? Really?
She always says it to Melissa. Yeah. If you notice, she'll be like, really, bitch? There's some pent up stuff that is left over, some residual shit from before when they were fighting.
How about when Danielle came to the van and Dolores was already on it?
It was so awkward.
It was, right?
Yeah, and Dolores kind of looked down and looked at her.
Yeah, didn't even want to say anything. She wasn't dealing with her at all.
No, she's not having it. Like I said, Chell, how would you feel if someone told
me,
your best friend?
My best friend. Joey.
That you were saying something rude about him that you weren't.
Okay, so someone told Joey I was saying rude things about him when I wasn't. I'd be like, are you going to believe that, Joey, or are you going to believe me?
But would you want to hang out with that person?
No, I would never hang out with that person. I think that would be rude, and I understand what you're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
So then in the van on their way to the retreat, which is going to be exciting for Siggy... we find out that Siggy had posted an Instagram post of her with a bow and arrow. She was going straight Hunger Games.
Oh my gosh, Katniss, calm down. That was too much.
That's too much?
You're not in high school, junior high, or a drunk 20-something. You can't be putting out these passive-aggressive messages to your grown woman friends. You just got to tell your grown woman friend, what's up?
How old is she?
She's like 50. You do not do that. I no.
You better not come for me because I'll come for you.
Yeah, and no one's scared of you. Like, no one's scared of
you. Are you sure? Because she had bow and arrow.
That it was her holding it too. Oh my gosh. It was Siggy. Oh, I want to shake
Siggy. I hope
Siggy.
That she went to the photographer and the photographer said, I have several props. You can pick any of these that you
no,
want.
No, here's the quote I want to use on Instagram. And then I want, so what would fit? And he's like, definitely bow and arrow. You look like a badass. It was too much. It's too extra.
It's in right now. It's Hunger Games.
But I mean, really, she's the mother of teenagers and college students. She doesn't need to be on Instagram fighting with her grown women friends.
You should put an Instagram post of really the best passive aggressive statements made by housewives, because I think that was a really good one.
Yeah.
Hers.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone was all like, this is about you, Marge.
Mm-hmm. And Margaret's like, yeah, I think it is. Dolores
is like, nah, I can't be.
Yeah. But you know what? Dolores told us what she does. She sticks up for her in front of other people, and then to her, she tells her what's up.
Yeah.
And we've seen her. We've seen her be like, you need to give Margaret another chance. You need to do this. So we know Dolores' ammo. She doesn't agree with that. There's no way.
But Michael, what happens once you're dead to me? You're dead to me.
Michael Gambinella.
So Siggy arrives, and she gets to the retreat early, and she's excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's her business venture. It's a new thing. It sounds like a good idea for
something.
And it's
with a divorce lawyer.
Yep. Who's teaming up.
Who's empowering women.
To get divorced.
Exactly.
To be alone.
I think this is what it is, right?
Well.
Because essentially, you're looking into your emotions, you're finding out what doesn't make you happy, and you're finding out what makes you negative. And then if that is your husband, bam, right there for the sale of a divorce.
That's a good point. Or it could be most women that would take this kind of retreat are women that have either been through a divorce, need to go through a divorce, people that are struggling.
Ooh, good one.
So.
Now, she's a divorce lawyer, right?
Yes.
But she's doing therapy at the end.
Well, think about how much therapy divorce lawyers actually have to do.
I don't think
they're mediators. They have to get people to. They probably have to take some interpersonal relationship classes, and yeah.
I don't know. I think it's one sided for a divorce lawyer. You're going to look out what's best for your client, not what's best for two people.
Well, technically, everyone at the retreat is her client.
Yeah, but each person in a divorce gets their own lawyer. I think that because we're so poor, you think we would share a lawyer. If we had money, we would get our own.
I didn't think that. I don't think that.
Oh. That's what you thought.
Well, okay, I did think that. I thought we were just we'll jump on my side real quick. Right. What do you think about what but you liked it before.
Yeah.
How come
mediate
you don't like it now?
For us. Mediate.
Mediate. We'll pay you half. We'll each pay you your retainer, but we each pay half.
Yeah. But Siggy, she's coming up with a new catchphrase, and it is,
I don't know.
I'm naked.
Is it?
Emotionally.
Is that what she said?
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
That was like one of the key things out of her opening weekend ceremony.
I really wasn't paying attention to the message.
Yeah.
I was more paying attention to her throwing Margaret under the bus.
Oh, in front of all those people.
Yeah.
I was paying attention to the way the lawyer laughed. She laughs like wide mouth.
Like, ha, 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 like opens her mouth?
Yeah, no, like she shows both of her teeth. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I just did that. Felt weird.
Yeah, like if she smiles, she's got to show off the dental work.
Did it seem genuine?
I think that's just how she smiles.
Okay.
Yeah. She has a great smile. Just I've only seen a couple people smile like that. And it's always like, whoa. Nice
it's teeth. A rich divorce lawyer.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
I'm showing all my teeth.
Yeah. You can trust me. So then what happened that you had just said for Siggy in this room full of women?
So everyone's there for the retreat, including Teresa, Melissa, Dolores, Margaret, and Danielle, and all the women that
came.
Or strangers or extras or whatever
they
are.
The mom and her daughter.
Yeah. The other people that came. And Siggy starts going off about this friend that she's had a hard time with, and she doesn't understand what the problem is. And when you try to show someone you and they still push you away, and you can say F you to people who don't understand you. And it was very awkward.
It was awkward.
And all the ladies are looking over at Margaret. Margaret is sitting there thinking, really?
She has her head down.
She's going to pull a Teresa on Melissa and go, really, bitch? Is this what we're going to be talking about now?
And everyone looked at her too.
Siggy keeps finding a way to confront these women with a bunch of other women around. It's weak sauce. It's the weakest thing you can do. One-on-one is the best. She does it in a way like what she did to Melissa at her party. All these women were her friends. Melissa was without any backup, and she decided to be like, excuse me, don't you think you'd be mad if someone did what Melissa did? And then pointed out, yeah, Melissa, see, I told you. She's doing this with Siggy. Siggy can't speak. She doesn't have the floor. She doesn't have a microphone. And it's... Or Margaret can't speak. She doesn't have the floor. She doesn't have a microphone. Siggy can. It's Siggy's party. And she'll cry if she wants to.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, she will. So even Dolores in the private was like, I think this is going too far.
Yeah.
Which I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is something that you didn't talk to that person about bringing it up in front of them. Maybe give you some, like, let's give some warning. Maybe if she brought that up privately and was like, you know, this is why I was offended, and I just want to resolve this with you because I think it's a good story that I'm going to use in my retreat because it reinforces this idea that sometimes we don't get along and this is what happened to me.
Yes.
But it totally placed the blame on Margie in front of everybody.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. I was teased as a kid growing up.
I hope you're always honest with me.
Okay, I'll be honest with you this one time and then the rest I won't.
Okay.
I was teased growing up too, and her teasing, I'm like, that's not that bad.
Cigarette?
Yeah. Okay.
Everyone gets teased for their name as a kid.
Everyone. But she made it out like it was going to be this big thing.
Yeah, you were Jolene Loser for a while.
Yeah, I was Jolene Loser. I was teased because I had a big nose growing up, and I was teased relentlessly for that. But her going, then they call me soggy, and they call me cigarette. I was like, oh, that's a pretty good. That's a pretty good one. As she's naming it, I'm thinking that couldn't have ruined your childhood.
No,
being pretty dramatic.
Well, she's going to release a pretty passive-aggressive Instagram comment about us pretty soon if you're not careful about what you say, Joe.
You know what I feel? I feel like I'd be more sympathetic to her struggle of being picked on had she told Margaret, like you said, when they went to lunch and shared this info, rather than in front of a group of women that she's making money off of for her business.
But she did share it, Joe. She shared it when she crab-walked at Margie.
Yeah. See, when she actually has an opportunity to talk to her, she doesn't. She just chooses to do it. I just thought that was a bad look.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah.
You're gonna try to sell these classes, and that's what you're doing. It's like...
Sell the retreat.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't going to want to do it because it's all like, oh, that's what you're doing.
Well, yeah, if they know, they won't.
Yeah. So then everybody splits off, and they go do different things, like get makeup tips. Or get better headshots for their dating profiles. Talk to a plastic surgeon.
It seems like the girls were picking up on, all right, so this empowerment and betterment is we need plastic surgery and makeup.
Yeah, we need to work on our outside.
Yeah, it was a lot. That's what Melissa Gorgonzola was really. She was reading Siggy about her retreat going, I guess it's just the outside we're working on.
I hope we work on inside stuff too.
Yeah, and it seems like later they're going to, but so far, I mean, I did like the idea of them getting a nice photo because I imagine it's hard to get a good dating profile pic. It's hard for me to get a good Facebook profile pic, and that's not even as serious as a dating profile pic. Plastic surgery, I'm not against it. Do it if you want to do it. And then what was the other one they had?
Makeup tips.
Well, everyone could use that, I guess. But yeah, you hope that they have some internal stuff. And it's not just, hey, let's listen to another story about Siggy that doesn't relate to any of us.
Or it does, and we're not sure who it is in the room until she says it at the end.
Yeah, or you're just using it to talk shit about your friend.
So I'll be someone in the room that Siggy had made mad, and you be Siggy. Ready? I'm in your retreat.
So I have to talk about you?
But you can't mention me until the end. Oh, this is a great retreat. I'm having a great time.
You know, a lot of people here might be having a good time and thinking they're here for the right reasons, but they might have hurt my feelings really badly. She might be wearing a red sweater and her name might be Barbara.
That's what I'm wearing.
Her last name might be Anderson.
That's my name.
I don't know, but it's like if Barbara Anderson steps to me, I have every right to be like, F you, Barbara Anderson. You don't owe me. You don't know me. This would work a lot better if this was an improv scene because we can't see your face.
There's a sign above me that says I'm Barbara Anderson.
Yes.
So weird.
So now we're going to set Barbara Anderson on fire. Now, this is just part of the retreat because we're all here to get better. Then we're all going to get nose jobs over and have marshmallows over her body.
I understand the makeup and the facelift stuff, but the on fire stuff.
This is just because when I was a kid, one time... Someone said, hey, you smell bad. And it ruined my childhood. It ruined my childhood. I will never.
You do smell bad, though.
Let's start her on fire now. Let's light the match. It is weird.
You make a good Siggy.
Thank you.
Are you...
Well, you said we were alike. So
yeah,
remember a couple episodes ago, you said I was like her and Kelly from OC. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's such a good one.
Oh, okay, Cynthia Bailey, calm down.
I like it because she doesn't care enough.
Yeah.
So then we find out at this private stuff that Siggy likes to sell merchandise as well, such as t-shirts that say, I'm Soggy Flicka.
Yes. And Margaret saw those and she's like, I hope I get a cut of this shit.
Yeah.
And then she was like, too.
Can I have one or do I really have to buy one?
And she's like, I'll buy it. Yeah. Margaret's just cool so far. She's just cool.
Yeah. So then Teresa sneaks off with Danielle on the side and Teresa's a drama starter and she goes, Someone says you've been doing drugs.
Yeah, she says the Dolores told her, which Dolores did say. People say this kind of stuff all the time. They go, I don't know if she's acting strange. Maybe she's on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of a throwaway, but I think Dolores is coming for Danielle because she's mad. And yeah, Teresa totally took that and went straight to Danielle.
That but, drama starter. Teresa, yeah. What are you doing? Drama
and Danielle,
starting
drama. Oh, just me? Who would ever think? Everyone would think Danielle. Like, I'm not saying I'm anti-Danielle or anything, but yeah, if someone was like, Danielle Staub does cocaine, I go, oh, yeah, of course she does. She's Danielle Staub.
Oh, so you would believe it. You wouldn't need
proof.
Did you
not see the flashbacks they did in this episode?
I'm just asking.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I would. And if you see the flashlights or flashbacks.
I've seen flashlights.
If you see the flashbacks to 2009 or 10 with Teresa.
With her perm hair and a Kangol
Backwards.
Oh, that was so funny.
It was so cute.
Bring it back, Teresa.
But they were talking about Danielle, and Danielle has, you know, a past, and not everyone should always be judged for their past, no. But Danielle had, you know, more stuff after that. So it, maybe she did, maybe she does a little bit of something. I don't know.
Was she using slang in 2009, Teresa? Was she saying 2009 slang?
I don't remember.
That's when we met, by the way.
Like, yeah, that was. She was probably just quoting a lot of Kesha. That was cool to do in 2009. Yeah. So she's like, I'm going to go hardcore and there's glitter on the floor. That's what she'd say all the time.
Well, what do you think about Danielle?
What do you mean?
Teresa, what do you think about Danielle?
And she goes hardcore and there's cocaine on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
There's a, everybody take it off. There's a place downtown where Danielle Staub does drugs. I don't know. I think that's what happened. But I mean, there was some issues there. So Danielle's just, who, me? Like, who said that? She's very Porsche about, who said that?
Yeah.
And she's not happy.
Now we find out the room assignments that Marge is hanging out with Dolores and Siggy.
I loved this idea. I thought this was a great idea. They need to get to know each other. They need to be in close quarters. Margaret took it wonderfully and thought it was a great idea. She called Average Joe on FaceTime, told him, and he's like, ooh. She's like, no, it's good. They're being good. This is great.
And he couldn't turn off his FaceTime.
No, he's an Average Joe. He's like everybody's dad.
Way to go, buddy.
I'm surprised he even knows where FaceTime
is.
Way
to go in the high class. Way to go. Mm-hmm. You did it.
Like, I just want my flip phone back. This damn thing.
If you like it, then you should have put your wiener in it. And you did. And now she fell in love with you.
Oh.
So that was good. Then we go to dinner. Mm-hmm. And dinner was overall, it was okay until.
Oh, I loved dinner.
Until Danielle was like, I don't want to make this about me.
But you are.
But I am. And yo, Dolores, why you said I was on drugs? What drugs am I on?
Dolores was like, yeah, I don't know. No, you tell me. But yeah, I did say that. Dolores owned up to everything and then said, yeah, you tell me.
Well, I'm not on drugs, Dolores.
Well, I'm going to keep eating my Caesar salad and you can just shut it down.
And buffalo wings.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Dolores for the buffalo wings.
Right? She's like, I'm eating right away.
I like how fancy places have buffalo wings. I think that's nuts.
I like how the Jersey housewives eat. They don't try to be fancy.
Well, you don't need to be fancy.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Give me a pasta dish right now, Joe. I would love one.
If I could make a delicious pasta dish, I would. What did you think of the Danielle Dolores dinner?
Well, I'm glad that they're getting it out in the air and that there's a little bit of drama going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it was really wrong of Dolores to say Danielle was doing drugs?
Oh, yeah. Everybody was mad about that. Mm-hmm. Everyone was like, really like, you can't say that.
Yeah. Even, well, it could hurt someone's reputation.
Even
for
Melissa
sure.
was like, you can't say that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a good look for Dolores at all. She's doing it out of being hurt and she probably shouldn't.
Shouldn't at all?
No. And I do wish Dolores wouldn't keep calling Danielle crazy, because that's also not a good look. You can say, you know, there's something going on with this chick and I don't like it and I think she's a liar. You can say that. You can say I don't trust her, but to say she's crazy, that's not fair to people who, you know, it's just, it paints a bad picture on like mental illness and stuff. It's like bad behavior isn't just attributed to mental illness. If anything, assholeness is, you know, mm-hmm. or not to mental illness, but Danielle's behavior is more of her just being an asshole. If she is in fact lying about what Dolores said and just making that up to get back in the frame of the housewives and get her, you know, front standing position again, then she's being an asshole. It'd have nothing to do with her being mentally ill. But I think that's like one of those stereotypes that's out there in, you know, society that creates stigmas, and that we just don't need it. So I'm like, Dolores, you're too smart for that. You know, she could be a sociopath. Sure, possibly. I don't know. But let's not. Let's just say she's being a jerk.
Yeah.
And we know her motives. So I don't really think it's because she's crazy, you know? And I don't really believe in necessarily calling people crazy. I just try to stay away from it. But it's more to do with the fact that she just wants back in on this shit. Mm. And she knows she's got to bring the heat. So she tried to comfort Dolores, not knowing this former corrections officer is not having it.
She's not having it at all.
No.
So then the dinner ends, and we go back to the rooms, and we find out the next day that Dolores is really edgy about this whole Danielle thing, because she snaps at Marge.
Yeah, because Margaret's just like, you know, I don't think you should have said that, or whatever. I don't remember exactly what she said.
She didn't want to deal with it at all.
And she's like, too bad. That's what happened. That's well, Dolores is mad. Danielle came for Dolores and Dolores' friendship. So now,
fuck off.
She's mad. Yeah. Did she say that? She said the F word.
But in the other room, it was Danielle saying that Siggy invited Marge so that she could say, look how good I am selling this product that I am, because here I am living by it as an example of other people who hurt me.
Got it. You know, Danielle makes some good points. She does.
So you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, it could be.
All right, and then finally, your favorite part of the episode, the last scene, the girls go out into the golf course, and it is therapy
lawyer.
Was it
a golf course?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Therapy lawyer coming to the rescue of, all right, call someone that you might not have an agreement with and act like the other person. And the first two people that come up are Siggy and Margie Marge.
It was so great, and we're going to see even more.
What was great?
Next week, that Margaret did a full-on impression of Siggy.
Oh, and everybody loved it.
Teresa and Melissa, watching them laugh gave me joy, too, because that must have been so fun to see in person, because it was so fun to see on the television.
Oh, yeah?
And how Siggy's like, how dare she? Come now, Siggy.
She didn't say how dare she, but her face
said how dare she.
Got it.
And then even Dolores and Danielle, even though they're having beef, Dolores leans back. She's like, oh, God, this isn't going to be good, because this is going to be horrible.
This is setting it up for Danielle and Dolores to act like each other.
Yes. And we see a clip next week. Melissa's going to be on the floor doing an impression of Siggy. So it's like, Siggy, this is what you wanted. You invited them to a retreat. You're supposed to work out your feelings. That's what they're doing. And I mean, how else are you supposed to, when they ask you to reenact someone or act like someone, aren't you supposed to? And I thought Marge did a spot on impression of Siggy.
You loved it.
Oh, I laughed so hard.
You were working on something else, and then you were looking over at my computer to watch what had happened again, which I'm sure was probably the third or fourth
time. I was
time.
Editing an OC episode, and I was more interested in what's going on with the Jersey Housewives.
In case you're wondering how my wife feels about our podcast.
I love it. But I'm saying Jersey just beats OC. I had someone text me recently and say, this season of Jersey sucks. I'm like, I don't know what season you're watching, but I think it's pretty great.
I got it.
Don't you? What did you think of her impression of Siggy?
Well, I mean, it's like watching someone do something with effort when you just watched a kindergartner paint. You know, it's like, of course it's going to be better because I just watched a bad version of whatever it was supposed to be.
You just watched OC, so now you're watching Jersey. What I also think is appealing about this season is the fight so far. I mean, I know Danielle's, you know, and Dolores are making a little more about serious issues. But right now, basically, they're fighting over a cake. And they're also fighting over soggy flicker. So it's really not that mean of fights. So that's why we're able to laugh at it. Rather than some of these fights when the housewives are calling each other out for really personal, weird reasons that seem, you know, hateful. This isn't going to ruin anybody, you know? It's just so ridiculous that it's funny.
Yeah.
So I like it.
So what would you rate this episode?
You know what? Ooh, I really liked it. Seven. This is my first seven ever,
isn't it?
Out of seven houses, I'm going to give it a perfect seven. You know, I'm worried doing it, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Because nothing can ever be perfect, but this was pretty damn close.
This sets the bar.
It sets the bar. It was funny. There's progress made between the housewives, whether Siggy's doing it for her business or whatever, she still asks Margaret to stay in the same room as her and Dolores. They're making progress, and then the progress gets thrown back. It's great.
Got it. Six.
Six. You liked it too.
Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just good. That's your whole review. Yeah, it's good.
I mean, there's a lot in the episode.
So. What was your favorite scene, the episode?
The Instagram and seeing Robin Hood Men in Tights.
There are so many laugh out loud moments, and I know they're not necessarily intentional on Siggy's part, but and then Margaret doing the impression.
And then finding
that was my
out that she's in her 50s. That was really funny.
Yes, it's hilarious. The retreat is great. They're already traveling. I'm just really, it's another trip. I'm just loving.
You're all about this. The trips.
Oh, I'm all about the trips. I'm loving Dolores just sticking up for herself and being a general badass. I really like that. I don't really dislike any of the women so far. Even Siggy, I think, you know, she's struggling, but I still don't dislike her. She's not my favorite, but I don't dislike her.
Cool.
So it's been a good time. Well, who would you say best dressed?
Melissa.
Melissa Gorgonzola. I am going to say Dolores.
Good one.
I think she's looking like a badass, and it's showing in her outfits. So if you guys haven't already, hit us up on iTunes, rate and review, or follow us on our social media, Mary2Bravo on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Twitter.
We are off to celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday. We hope all you guys have a great holiday. Thank you for listening and bringing us to over 10,000 downloads. We're so happy.
Way to go, Joe.
To geek out with you about Bravo. Share us with your friends. Thank you, Chell. Thank you, Producer Chili. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye. Everybody.